Police, manhunt underway for two Kentucky inmates considered dangerous. By Amy Furr on May 9, 2026. Community members in Rowan County, Kentucky, are on high alert due to a pair of inmates escaping a detention center on Friday. The men were identified as 29-year-old Michael Fogelman and 52-year-old James Smallwood. Law enforcement officers said they are considered dangerous and advised people who may see them to steer clear and not approach them, Sis reported. In a public safety alert, the Morehead Police Department said the inmates walked away from the Rowan County Detention Center and all local law enforcement agencies were currently searching for them, noting that Kentucky State Police, KSP, were leading the investigation. The department said Fogelman was 6 feet tall and 188 pounds, while Smallwood was just over 6 feet tall and 215 pounds. Authorities also included photos of the men. Officials told the public to remain aware of their surroundings, avoid approaching unfamiliar people, and call 911 if they saw anything or had more information regarding the inmates. The news comes after two people were killed during a bank robbery in Berea, Kentucky, and a manhunt was launched to find the suspect, 13WHAM reported May 1. Police said the suspect entered the bank, shot and killed two employees, and fled the scene. The identities of the victims were not immediately released. Authorities warned residents that the suspect is armed and dangerous and urged the public to remain alert as the search continues, the outlet said. The suspect, 18-year-old Braylon Weaver, was eventually caught and charged with armed bank robbery, use of a firearm in a crime of violence, and causing death with a firearm during the crime of violence, according to GEAT. Weaver is accused of shooting and killing Brianna Edwards, 35, and Brian Switzer, 42, inside a U.S. bank in Berea last Thursday, the outlet reported. Police said it all happened as Weaver robbed the bank where the two victims worked. Investigators said Weaver then led several agencies on an hours-long chase before crashing his car in Lexington early Friday morning.